Whether you get a loan to buy a home can depend in part on where you live in Chicago. That's according to an analysis by WBEZ and the nonprofit newsroom City Bureau. We found the city's biggest institutions are lending 8 times more money in white neighborhoods than in black neighborhoods. That gulf in investment echoes earlier times in Chicago's history, times that Norman Williams knows a lot about. Williams is the former CEO of what was once Illinois Service Federal, considered the last locally and black-owned bank in Chicago. The savings and loan thrived for years, but struggled after the 2008 housing crash. It was acquired by a Ghanaian American business group. Williams says community banks like his were a lifeblood of black communities.
The neighborhoods where African Americans lived have been segregated from Reconstruction times. And it was pretty clear that African Americans did not have access and were not welcome in majority financial institutions. And so if they were to have access to the very basic banking services, then it was going to have to come from outside of the majority community at that time. The bank was started by 13 African-American men. Shortly after the Depression, the Great Depression, in 1934, they were able to put together about $7,000. They were chartered by the federal government and regulated by the Federal Home Loan Bank Board with the mission of providing bank access and lending credit to people to buy and own their own home. A bank like Illinois Federal was the only way they were able to buy their first home. I remember as a young man, my father would take me to a store on the first floor of the Rosenwald building, and it was a meat market, and it was run by a butcher who you could actually, in that little place, get some of the finest cuts of meat that you could get anywhere in Chicago. You can see that you are generating economic life within a community, and you're circulating those dollars within the community, not just our bank, but all of the black banks were an integral part of that. It helped local businesses, not as a commercial bank. It helped local businesses because of its existence. If people were trying to start a very small business, their equity was their home. And so if they could get access and borrow money using their home as collateral, that was more valuable than gold. Around 2008, things happened really fast. We began to see a lot of our customers lose their jobs, start to fall behind on their mortgages, begin to use their savings to make ends meet. And that trend was just continuous year after year and got worse with each successive year. And we could see it on our balance sheet. With the unemployment in our community, in the African American community, being much greater than what would be reported in the national numbers. When unemployment was reported at 8%, we were seeing it at 25%. So that can be devastating to a loan portfolio because you're only making money if your customer base is able to pay you back. The biggest thing that caused it to decline was having to treat as an expense an appraisal of a property for a client that had fallen 3 months delinquent in their loan, and for that appraisal to be less than the amount of the loan. You buy a house, that house is appraised when you buy it at $120,000. You borrow $100,000, you lose your job, your children lose their job, they move back home. you're paying as much as you can, but you can't pay the full amount of your mortgage. You fall 3 months delinquent. We get the house appraised because we're required to. The appraisal comes in at $50,000. We have to immediately treat as an expense the difference between that $50,000 appraisal and the $80,000 balance of the loan and write it off as an expense on our books. That cost us $10 million. Some of the effects of rapidly cleaning a bank's books means closing businesses, foreclosing on homes, emptying those homes out, those homes being abandoned, then the homes being razed and torn to the ground, and the ground remaining vacant. I had to learn not to see it as the bank failing. If a community bank is taking deposits and making loans using those deposits, and if it is dependent upon the people in the community having money to save or having money to use, earning an income, having a checking account, if that money is dissipated, then they don't have money to lend back out. And when a bank leadership sees that as their future, they have a fiscal responsibility not to just allow the bank to fail, but to be proactive and to see if the bank or its structure or its assets can be put to a higher, better use at another institution.
That's Norman Williams, former CEO of what was once Illinois Service Federal, considered the last locally and black-owned bank in Chicago. 2019 City Bureau Fellow Ashish Valentine talked with Williams for this story. You're listening to 91.5 WBEZ.